Patriots back in the saddle again, and we are as well. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is the first Patriots Monday of the regular season. And would you believe we're talking about a Patriots win, the first win in week one for the New England Patriots since the 2020 season.
Cam Newton.
And so we'll talk to Gerard Dolphins. Mayo about that at 8 this morning. And we'll talk to Boomer Esiason about week one in the NFL at 8:20 this morning. And we'll talk to you about your outlook on this New England Patriots team. So it probably changed, I'm assuming. I mean,
Did it change your outlook?
I need more.
Okay.
It's week one. That Bengals team did not play anywhere near like I thought they were going to play. So mm-hmm. I guess I need to see more of a body of work. But
it changed mine.
It did?
Yeah. So. I was worried that the defense wasn't going to be the same good defense that we've seen because Bill Belichick was gone. Even though Gerard Mayo is a defensive guy, I get it. But to me, that was reassuring. Like watching that game yesterday, I don't care if the Bengals are terrible this season. The fact that they went out there and put a full game together, that's all I wanted to see. Like the Bengals need to be a separate entity. Like, just look at how the Patriots played, and to me, they looked okay.
So you're going over the 4.5 wins now?
I'm going over four
okay.
and a half wins now.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I was before. I am still there. Mm-hmm. For me, it was the operation. It was DeMarcus Covington calling the defensive plays. It was Van Pelt on offense. It was the special teams coordinator. Don't know his name, but they actually had special teams. It worked. Yeah. Everything worked, and that was the biggest thing for me. Even last year, look at the Eagles, who in the offseason prior to last lost both coordinators. In that week one game against the Patriots was clunky. They had a rough. Even good teams struggle when they have upheaval. This guy, you had DeMarcus Covington for the first time calling defensive plays.
Yep.
Gerard Mayo for the first time, the head coach of any team at any level. And Alex Van Pelt for the first time as the offensive coordinator and play caller. And all of it worked. And
yeah.
You're on the road. It was a tough place to play. The Bengals came back, made it a one-possession game. The final drive of that game, we had Bill O'Brien talk about with us about the final drive against Florida State last week where they didn't give the Seminoles the ball back. Mm-hmm. And he said it was just a great, you know, offensive line demolition. Last night or yesterday afternoon in Cincinnati, what the Patriots were able to do with that drive at the end of the game to get those first downs.
And the three and out that you got from them,
right.
You know, when they were on their 10, 3 minutes left or whatever.
I mean, everybody thinks, you know, Burrow's got the ball. They're going to go down the field, and they didn't.
Yeah, no.
I agree with Courtney. I think it changed my mind in the sense of the defense, right? Because I didn't know what this defense was going to be without Judon, and they looked pretty good. Against Cincinnati, I'm like you, Courtney. Cincinnati's a good football team that, you know, a lot of people had high expectations for prior to the season, and defensively they did a good job. I always like Ramondre Stevenson has always been a good back. He had some big. There was a couple third down runs late in the game where he made guys miss in the backfield where it should have been tackles for losses, but he made guys miss. And his ability to do that, he always seems like he can get out of things. I think that's going to obviously help the offense in general. The passing game.
You got the forced fumble from Duggar.
Yep.
You got one from Cardona.
Yep.
So you got Curtis brought up special teams and Courtney brought up defense. So
Football, I would say, would be the biggest standout from that game. They understood the specific moments. They had to do things. They didn't give the Bengals any extra opportunities. And you know, Jacoby Brissett got lucky. There was the awful throw in the intercept that would have been intercepted.
That he dropped.
Sort of, you know, that was brought me back to the shades of the pick in the red zone in the preseason. But other than that, it was relatively flawless.
Right. And that's what Mayo's going to be judged on. Mayo's going to be judged on his in-game decisions, situational football things. That's where he's really going to be judged.
Yeah.
Or he's going to be compared to Bill. Like, oh, what would Bill have done here? What would Bill have done in that situation?
Well, Joe Burrow needs to shave his head now, right?
Like the blonde hair.
If you're losing that game, you've got to shave your head.
Full shave? Yeah, full Curtis?
You can't have that bleached blonde hair if you're losing games. Yeah.
Okay.
Just is what it is.
The bald life chose me. I didn't choose it.
True. But you're making it popular.
Thank you.
Well, if you're watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, you will most likely see a giant smile on the face of Gerard Mayo when he gets here at 8 this morning. We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday. You'll be able to hear Jacoby Brissett this afternoon on the afternoon show. And it's all about a surprising win week one for the New England Patriots. So,
And you know what else surprised me too? So this is going to be very interesting. And I, you know, was the Seattle team. Seattle played really good. The defense looked good. So that's going to be an interesting game in week two.
They are 3.5 point favorites, Sean.
Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Yes, the Seahawks are.
Into this week after
I don't know. Bo Nix looked awful. I mean, he was not good in that game.
Well, I mean, he didn't look great at times, but at times, especially when they were down 26 or whatever it was to 13, and he put that drive together, he made some plays with his legs. He made some plays with his arms. I'm just saying, I think Seattle is going to be a better test than Cincinnati was. I don't think Cincinnati, especially offensively, they didn't look good in any way. So it'll be interesting to see how the Patriots host, you know, play at home against Seattle.
All right, this is Derek. Derek, not that Derek. I think it's another Derek. Derek, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys and ladies. I just want to touch on this. The O-line and Jacoby Brissett's time in the league. Wiggy probably knows in this league, if you get hit that amount of times that hard back-to-back, it's going to hurt. I mean, it's just a matter of time before he gets seriously hurt. And Drake Mason, I don't know if you guys want to touch on that. I'm a little worried about that.
Wiggy brought it up earlier this morning that that's his one takeaway from this game is, when do we see Drake May?
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's – I mean, you have a pretty tough schedule. Unless you're going to start him against Seattle at home because you want the home fans to see it. I don't –
They're not playing him until week five at the absolute earliest.
Week five is the earliest, you think?
Yeah.
So Miami
Sunday.
At home or when they're in – is it London against Jacksonville?
I think they're going to start him at home. Yeah. I don't think that they're going to put him out there in London.
No, I think it would either be week five. I don't know the other dates after that. But they win this weekend, halfway to Bill's win total through 2 weeks.
You have a theme this morning.
It's a theme that would have been the case had they lost. It would have been everybody saying they miss Bill, so don't be angry that they win, and I'm saying Bill doesn't matter. Thank you.
All right, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Time, that's an easy one. Tom Petty to start us off this morning. From Gillette Stadium with our leads. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. That one's for my guy Ramondre Stevenson, running down his dream. Excellent game yesterday by him. But I think the thing that I took away most from this game was that it should put to rest the panic and anger that it seemed was seeping out of some Patriots fans about Gerard Mayo's approach to coaching. Because clearly, these guys were all well-coached. They didn't make a ton of stupid mistakes. As you guys pointed out, they didn't turn the football over. And that, to me, is kind of the biggest deal here, right? Everybody was so concerned between the mental reps and the laissez-faire attitude that it seemed like was going on at camp that, oh, this team's not going to be well-coached. They're going to make a ton of bad mistakes. They're going to be just so awful. And that wasn't the case. They were very smart with the football. They did exactly what they wanted to do. They ran the ball. They were good on defense. I have a lot of hope going forward for the rest of the season. I feel very good about over 4.5 wins.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggy, I think you brought it up a little bit earlier, but you're going to – I mean, it's going to be a lot on Ramondre Stevenson if he's going to have to run the football for 100 yards every single – 100-plus yards every single game.
Well, you're going to – defensively, you're just going to say load the box and beat us throwing the football. That's if I'm Seattle, or that's what I would do. That's what I would have did in the second half of the Cincinnati game. I would have said, listen, load the box. Let's not let Ramondre beat us, and let's see if Jacoby Brissett can beat us, because you know their passing game was just was meh at best, right?
Yeah.
So why not put them in a position where you put it more on Jacoby Brissett's shoulders? And I think you're going to see a lot of that.
All right. Thank you, Shime. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. For the first time since December 12th, 2022, 12-12, the New England Patriots are over 500 at 1-0. The New England Patriots yesterday were a team looking to win with a score, not looking to settle a score. Yesterday, the team played for their coach, not in spite of them. Yesterday, the coach spoke with the quarterback. What a wonder. Yesterday, you saw a guy who everybody should feel good about, and Jerod Mayo, who can rightfully stand here and sit here today and say, nobody believed in me. I was a punchline. Everybody was mocking the timing of my practice schedule. They were mocking the days they got off. They were mocking the mental reps. They were mocking the fact that I got here too soon. I'm just a hire for Kraft to look good. That roster yesterday played for their coach in a way we haven't seen since Bill was dealing with the stupid Spygate nonsense and the team played for him. It was such a vindication for an organization that is not about one man, but about how one man was seeking to use his job for things other than what he was hired to do, which is win football games. And I am so happy for Jerod Mayo. You never get a second chance for a first impression. What yesterday did, and what the players, Courtney said this, what the players did when they won that game told me everything I need to know, that they want Jerod Mayo to be successful and they're going to do whatever they can,
yeah,
so he is.
Yeah.
And I thought Jelani Tavai on Friday saying that the Instagram was the talk of the locker room when Bill joined it,
yeah,
about like, hey, like, what the F? Like, this guy is doing this. Jerod Mayo, you may like him, you may dislike him, whatever. I don't think he cares, but he is his own man, and I am just so excited that he did it his way. And who knows? They might go 1-16, and I'll look like an idiot. I'll be happy to look like an idiot. I do it often. But I felt truly good for him yesterday and where he is and what he's trying to do.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, I have certainly been mocking the mental reps or the, you know, the
vibe,
the virtual sprints or whatever. Those guys, his style of coaching appears to work very well when it comes to these young players.
It resonated, and obviously, who knows, but it helps to win early because then you don't have all the finger pointing and all that stuff. And just a quick thing I wanted to throw in, my second favorite part of yesterday was the bum Mike Gesicki doing the gritty on an overturned touchdown. Like, that was just the icing on the cake. What an idiot. What a losing ball player that guy is. That was spectacular.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much. We got to take a quick break. We'll get to Wiggy's lead and to Courtney's lead and to my lead coming up in just a little bit from Gillette Stadium. There's a good friend of the show who's on from time to time, who saved somebody's life over the weekend.
Wow.
During a lobster roll eating contest.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, saved a man's life. So I'll get to that in my lead. We'll get to the rest of the leads coming up next.